In today's video, we're looking at some entry-level cloud certifications. So if your goal is to work in the cloud as a network engineer, a security engineer, a solutions architect, a system admin, then this video is for you. So stay tuned and don't forget to click like, subscribe, and that notification bell. Welcome to Debt Free in IT. I'm your host, Mike. This podcast is for anyone who's looking to get into the IT industry, whether it's for a career change or you're just interested. I think you come to the right place. So over the past couple of years, the cloud has become real popular. So it's changed the game for many businesses as well as IT professionals. So it's cost effective, scalable, and flexible. And then it also allows for easy collaboration and data recovery. So for those working in the cloud or trying to get into a cloud position, most of your cloud jobs can be done remote. Now, this is going to greatly depend on the organization you work for, because now that since, not saying that COVID is over, but since things have started to lighten up, most organizations are requiring their employees to come in so many days a week, and then you have so many days remote a week. I've seen it go from where you have 3 days on campus, 2 days remote, and I also seen it where some places they have where you got a week on campus, and then you have the next week where you're remote. So, but this is going to greatly depend on the organization. But as a cloud professional, you're able to access your resources from anywhere as long as you have a good internet connection. And then also just pulling up some resources, some stating some facts that according to Coursera, the average pay for an entry-level cloud position is around $89,000. And with the average pay for a cloud position being around $89,000, I also think that this number is going to greatly depend on your location. And also, something else to take into account with that figure of $89,000 for the average cloud position, something else to realize is that an entry-level cloud position may still require an associate-level cloud certification. So that's something to just think about. Just because it's considered an entry-level cloud position, it may not be asking for some of the entry-level certifications. So these entry-level certifications, you will or you may have to go up another notch to a more intermediate or what's called an associate level certification. So when it's all said and done, the cloud is here to stay. I don't really think the cloud is going nowhere no time soon. So coming up, I got 4 entry level certifications I think you should check out if you're looking to get started working within the cloud. The first entry level cloud certification on my list is the AWS Certified Cloud Practitioner Cert. So this is a foundational certification. It's roughly about 90 minutes, 65 questions, multiple choice. So you probably won't encounter any kind of labbing environments. Also, the cost of this certification is about $100. This certification is going to provide you with a high level understanding of the AWS cloud, some of their services and terminology. So this certification doesn't go real deep into the cloud and it's really not that technical. So it's perfect for a beginner, whether you have experience or not, because this certification is going to go over some of those basic fundamentals of AWS cloud that you should understand before proceeding on to an associate level cert. So in this case, it's going to be perfect for someone just starting out, especially if you're trying to go down the AWS route. So if you're working somewhere and y'all are already using AWS, this will be a no-brainer if you're looking to end up with a cloud position. If y'all already got AWS on your enterprise or you're using AWS, it's a no-brainer to go ahead and start studying for those AWS cloud certifications. That way, when a position gets open, you'll be already ready. So you know how the saying go, stay ready so you don't got to get ready. Also, this AWS certification is also the first cert that's listed within every certification path that they have on their website. So regardless of what the end result of you, the end result position or the ending position that you would like to end up in the cloud with AWS, this certification, this foundational certification is pretty much listed on every path to get to your destination. So that's also something to think about, especially if you're looking to get into AWS and some of their cloud solutions. So this next entry-level cloud certification that I have on my list is none other than the Microsoft Certified Azure Fundamentals. So this goes along with Microsoft's cloud. So some people call it Azure, some people call it Azure. Not sure how to what's the correct pronunciation, but I call it Azure. It's an entry-level cloud certification. It's also designed to validate the foundational knowledge of different cloud services and how those services are provided in Microsoft's Azure cloud. So this certification goes into some of the cloud concepts, some Azure services, Azure workloads, security and privacy in Azure, as well as some pricing and support within Azure. And also the cost of this certification is roughly around $99. So we're seeing a little pattern here. Most of the entry-level certifications, they're not designed to be real high price because they are foundational, where most of them is going to give you a start of knowing your way around that which particular cloud you're going after. So far, AWS or Microsoft, it lets you know, give you that foundational knowledge on it so that you can build on it and get one of the higher level or associate level certifications. And then also this Microsoft cert, just like with AWS, it's going to depend on what your place of employment is using or what that job is asking for. So if that job is asking for Azure and that's the role you're going for, you might want to start out with this Azure fundamentals, then build from there. If it's asking for AWS, same thing we're doing. You want to start out with the AWS certification. But right now, they're both are worth their weight in gold because right now they're not at a high cost. So, and most of these, they're going to approach you as if you have no experience at all and kind of help you to build up. If you're finding value in this episode and you're listening via YouTube or your favorite podcasting app, please leave me a review or a comment. And if you have a friend who needs to hear this, please share this episode with them. So the next cloud certification I have on my list is the Google Cloud Associate Cloud Engineer. So this certification is designed for professionals who deploy applications, monitor operations, and manage enterprise solutions on Google's cloud. It's also an entry-level certification that validates your ability to set up the cloud solution environment, plan and configure a cloud solution, also deploy and implement a cloud solution, also ensure the successful operation of a cloud solution, and configure access and security. So roughly, this certification is going to cost about $125. So the exam format for this certification is roughly around 50 to 60 multiple choice and multiple select questions. So with this Google Cloud certification, the name may throw you off a little bit because it does say associate and it also has cloud engineer. But this is one of the first certifications along the Google Cloud track. So this certification, like I said, is perfect for depending on what cloud environment your enterprise have or whatever cloud environment, the job you're trying to get, whatever cloud environment they're asking for. So that's when you want to look up either a Amazon cert, Azure, or Google. So you're going to start going the route of those. Now, there's plenty of other cloud environments that's coming up, coming along. IBM has one. It's one of the ones where with this cloud environment thing, as of now, which is going to bring me to my last certification, every certification we went over, like I said, it's tied to a vendor. It's either AWS, Microsoft, you know, or Google so far. But this last certification that makes my list, and it always makes my list whenever I talk about the cloud, is none other than the CompTIA Cloud Plus. So this certification is globally recognized certification. CompTIA has a strong name. Most people know them for the Network Plus, the Security Plus, and the A Plus. So with this cloud certification, it goes over implementing and maintaining cloud technologies. Also, what's good about this certification is that it's vendor neutral. So CompTIA, they're known for having vendor neutral certs, and which also makes them sometimes the first choice of most people. So you have some people that may not like Cisco, they may not like Azure, or they may not like Google or whoever. A lot of them, they tend to go towards these CompTIA certifications because, like I said, they're vendor neutral. So with the, even with this cloud, it's going to teach you the basic fundamentals to help you to navigate within any cloud environment. And then also going along with the cost of this certification. So this certification, it is a little bit higher than the other certifications we went over. This certification is going to cost you roughly around $369. So that is a little higher, but I think one of the selling points is that it's vendor neutral. So it goes over some of those tips I named earlier, such as also it goes over some cloud deployment, operation and support, and some troubleshooting. So by being vendor neutral, I think it may make it a little bit worth that upsell because it's going to prepare you for whichever route you decide to go. And then for plenty of us that's maybe just deciding to try to step into the cloud, this may make the most sense because when you're just starting to step into it, you don't have no job lined up. So you don't know if you're going to be applying somewhere that has AWS, or you're going to be applying somewhere that has Microsoft, or you're going to be applying somewhere that has Google. So one thing that stands out to me that I like about this CompTIA is that one could get this certification, and then this certification could maybe lead to you getting maybe in a position that already utilizes the cloud. And they see that you got this Cloud Plus, which is vendor neutral. So you may be able to provide some value to them while you're there. But then once you get in, you can see, okay, my environment, they're using Azure. So let me start studying Azure. Or, okay, my environment's using AWS. Let me start going down this AWS path. And then also while you're going down the AWS, the Azure path, or maybe the Google path, also it may be a little bit easier because you already done went through a lot of the basic fundamentals with this Cloud Plus. So it could be something where if you get this Cloud Plus, you may be able to skip the fundamentals of the other clouds, or it could be something where you get this Cloud Plus and you take the fundamentals of the other clouds. Most of the technical stuff that may be involved in it may be already, you may already know about that stuff. So you may only have to learn their pricing models, their support models, the name of their items that's within the cloud, you know, their virtualization and things like that. So you just have to learn their terminology to the cloud. Sort of like with Cisco, you have their terminology. And then if you hop on maybe a Dell switch, you have sort of the same terminology, but sometimes the commands is a little bit different. So that's one selling point that I think goes good with this Cloud Plus and any of the CompTIA exams, because they are vendor neutral. Now, one of the most popular ones is probably the Security Plus. A lot of people know about the A Plus and Network Plus also, but I think one of the most valuable ones is going to be that Security Plus. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Hopefully you found some value in this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can follow me at DebtFriendIT. If you have a question or email, you can email me at DebtFriendIT@gmail.com, or you can go to the website and leave a message at www.debtfreeinitwithmike.com. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Peace.